Grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Well, we made it. Another Christmas season has come and gone. But not quite, since today is the second Sunday after Christmas. But tomorrow, it's Epiphany, and Christmas will be over. The trees and the lights will come down, and they'll be packed away until next year. And Christmas 2024 will begin to be just a memory. Perhaps it was that way for Mary and Joseph. After all, in our gospel reading from Luke this morning, 12 years has slipped by throughout their lives. You might be thinking, we just got done seeing Jesus as a baby and learning about why God sent him to earth. And now, just a week and a half later, he's already 12 years old. Luke is the only gospel that has the story about Jesus when he reaches his 12th birthday. Well, Jesus does not remain a baby. He grows up as all children do. We all know the story of his birth. We all know the story of the flight to Egypt to escape the terror of Herod. But from then to this day, there is nothing in Scripture about Jesus. But we can assume that he grew up like all other Jewish boys, and now it was time for him to become a man. This text is a rite of passage for the boy Jesus to grow into manhood. So now the 12-year-old boy, along with Mary and Joseph, traveled to Jerusalem together with others during the feast of the Passover to worship at the temple. After they arrived at the temple, the men and the women would separate, each going to their separate section of the temple. Joseph and Jesus would go together, and Mary would go with the other women. They probably had arranged that afterwards they would depart separately. Joseph and Jesus, as it was the custom, would have stayed a little bit longer at the temple because the men traveled a bit faster than the women. And they would catch up with the party at the evening campsite. I suspect that Joseph and Jesus somehow got separated. So when it was time to leave, Joseph looked around for Jesus and couldn't find him. So he probably thought Jesus found Mary and had left along with the women. And when Mary arrived at the evening campsite, she wouldn't have been worried about Jesus because she would have made the assumption that he was with Joseph. So when Joseph arrived and Jesus was not at the campsite, they both were worried and they headed back to Jerusalem. Can you imagine what they were going through, their minds, and what was going through their minds and their hearts? Was Jesus hurt? Was he lost on the trail? This was a parent's worst nightmare. Upon arriving in Jerusalem, Mary and Joseph searched for Jesus, and they found him in the temple. There he was among the scholars, asking them questions, talking to them about the scriptures. Our text tells us, and his mother said to him, "So, son, why have you treated us so? Behold, your father and I have been searching for you in great distress." And he said to them, "Why were you looking for me? Did you not know that I must be in my father's house?" You kind of gotta wonder, did Jesus understand how worried his parents were? Or did they somehow miss the signs that Jesus would stay longer in the temple? Could Jesus have left hints along the journey to Jerusalem, to the temple, that he would stay longer to be about his real father's work? There's a wonderful children's book by David McKee called Not Now, Bernard. In it, Bernard keeps trying, without success, to get his parents' attention. Every time he says something to either one of his parents, they say, "Not now, Bernard." Eventually, he says to his mother, there's a monster in the garden and he's going to eat me. And she says, not now, Bernard. So Bernard goes out into the garden and the monster eats him every bit. Then the monster goes inside the house and roars behind Bernard's mom. And she says, not now, Bernard. So the monster goes through the living room and bites Bernard's father on the leg. And he says, not now, Bernard, because his face was buried behind a newspaper. Mom puts Bernard's dinner in front of the television. The monster eats up Bernard's dinner. Then it watches television and reads one of Bernard's comics books and breaks one of Bernard's toys. Mom calls out, go to bed. I've taken up your milk. And the monster goes upstairs into bed and says dolefully, but I'm a monster. And the final line in the book is Bernard's mom saying, not now, Bernard. Bernard's parents were good people who cared about him. They made sure he was well-fed and well-clothed, and that he had plenty of toys and books to entertain him. But somehow, they were just too busy with their own preoccupations and didn't spend the time on Bernard that he needed. They didn't take the time to listen to what Bernard had to say. So, I wonder, with all the busyness and the exhaustion on the journey to Jerusalem, after all, it was about 100 miles from Nazareth to Jerusalem, and that journey would be made on foot. Were Mary and Joseph too busy with their own preoccupations to listen to what Jesus had to say? Did Mary and Joseph, after 12 years from the first Christmas, forget who Jesus really was? In his book, the prophet Khalil Gibran says this about a child. Your children are not your children. They are the sons and daughters of life's longings for itself. They come through you, but not from you. And though they are with you, yet they belong not to you. You may give them your love, but not your thoughts, for they have their own thoughts. You may house their bodies, but not their souls, for their souls dwell in the house of tomorrow, which you cannot visit, not even in your dreams. You may strive to be like them, but seek not to make them like you, for life goes not backward, nor tarries with yesterday. I wonder, did Mary and Joseph have different expectations for Jesus than Jesus had for himself? Maybe. Do we have different expectations for our children than they may have for themselves? Maybe. And maybe one of the lessons we can learn from this story in Scripture is to allow our children to be who they will become. Amen.